Hello, listeners. I'm your neighborhood disembodied voice welcoming you to an extra special episode of Ritualistic today. Cupid's Arrows, a Valentine's Day bonus episode. The content warnings and transcript link are in the show notes. Enjoy!
You want us to do what?
I want us to have a Valentine's Day party, like the kind they would throw in elementary school.
My elementary school never did that.
What kind of elementary school did you go to, Thorny?
A private one.
Why, Book?
It's just, I've always had a weird time with Valentine's Day, being, you know, aromantic and all. It's hard to explain. But basically, I want to be able to celebrate the commercial kind of romantic love with my friends, because the non-commercial kind makes me feel left out, kind of, I guess.
I mean, can we decorate mailbox and make Valentine's?
Absolutely. Buy stupid candy and all that.
I got one in second grade that said, I must ask you a question. Will you harry me?
Oh god, that's awful.
Thorny, I must ask you a question.
Get your finger off your lips. You couldn't grow a mustache if you tried.
It's true.
The first time I gave a Valentine to a girl, she asked me if I was a lesbian.
You are a lesbian.
Yeah, but I was also 5 and didn't know what that meant, so I cried for 6 hours.
Oh, poor baby January. I would give her a hug and tell her it wasn't a bad thing to be a lesbian.
I gave her a Valentine again the next year, and she said the same thing.
You didn't learn from the first time?
I was dense. She was pretty.
Okay. Now, how are the mailboxes going?
Mine's almost done.
That thing is drowning in glitter glue.
I don't need your judgment.
She's kinda right.
But she didn't have to say it so just mentally.
January, are you drawing beers for your cupids?
Yes, they're over 21. Don't worry.
Alright. Emil. What are you doing for yours?
I like the pink candy hearts. They sell at stores, so I'm just gluing a ton.
Jamie?
Can't decide. There's no glitter glue left because Leo got it all over his pants. And I don't know how that's possible because his mailbox is so covered in it that it's going to take days to dry.
You should all probably just hand me your Valentines. I'll never get to see them if they get put in the mailbox. I mean, they'll get glued to the inside.
What do you want to put on it?
I was thinking I might draw a box of chocolates.
Ooh, fun.
My cupids are very drunk.
Thanks for letting us know, Jan.
You're so welcome.
What are you humming?
Good old-fashioned lover boy, you know? The best Queen song of all time.
Never heard it.
You've never... Ooh, love. Ooh, lover boy. What you doing tonight, eh, boy? Nothing? You've really never heard it.
No, I haven't. But you have a really nice voice.
I can't even accept the compliment. I'm so appalled. Come here. We're listening to the song.
I seriously can't believe you've never... Emil? You alive in there?
What? Oh. Yeah, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is a lover boy.
What do you mean?
She means that you won't stop staring at Leo.
What? No. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Leo.
We never said you did.
I mean, it would help if you stopped blushing.
I am not blushing.
Jan.
Yes, Jamie?
Don't you think Leo looks really good today?
Oh, yes. Is he doing his hair differently?
Maybe it's the new cologne.
I think he's been working out a little more.
Yeah, his shoulders are looking great.
He did get a haircut, actually.
Oh, how would you know? I thought you didn't like him.
I don't have to like him to notice he got a haircut. I mean, it's just a trim. Makes his hair curl a little shorter in the back.
Sounds like you've been staring.
I haven't. And he has been working out.
Oh? How do you know that?
He told me that tank top just... It really shows off his shoulders. Makes it so you can see them better. He looks really... It's good. It's cool.
Emil.
Okay. I know. I'm not helping my case. But it's not my fault that he's... How could I not notice him?
Did you make him a Valentine?
Maybe.
I want to see.
Show us immediately or die.
No, no, it's so bad.
Got it. You shouldn't have left it in your shirt pocket.
On the sunniest days on the dig site, when all the rain has disappeared, it makes the days bright, but you make them the brightest. Holy shit, you're down bad.
That is so cute.
Guys, give it back. He's coming over.
Hiya. What are we looking at?
Nothing.
Okay. Booker says it's time to pass out Valentine's.
Wait. First, I want to say something.
We're all ears, Book.
I used to think that I was incapable of love because there was something wrong with me, or because I was different and bad and broken. I don't think I've completely lost that feeling, and I really don't think I ever will, but basically, everything in the world tells you that you will never be fulfilled unless you fall in love. And falling in love is great for some people, and it fulfills lives for some people. But I spent so much of my life wondering and worrying that my life would be empty unless I was loved. And I loved. Romantically. I thought I never had a chance of being happy unless I fell in love. And then one day I woke up and came to work. And Jamie broke her hand with a piece of fallen rubble. And we all piled into my truck to drive her over to the hospital. And January, you turned on her favorite songs. And Leo told bad jokes to make her smile. And Emil held her hand as hard as he could. And on the way back to the site, we sang Disney songs until our throats hurt, with Jamie's hands all plastered and the windows down, and I realized, shit, I did fall in love with you guys. Not romantically, but this is the strongest love I've ever felt. And I don't need to fall in love with someone romantically. I have you guys. That's all I need. That is fulfilling, and everything in the world was wrong about me, about love. Romantic love isn't all there is. I love all of you more than anything.
Book, can I give you a hug?
Get over here, all of you.
Happy Valentine's Day, team.
Aw, I love you guys.
We love you too, Leo.
Oh, the heart cookies, they're done!
I'll get the mittens.
I've got the plates. Jamie, will you get the...
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. However you celebrate Valentine's Day, with friends, family, or lovers, we here at Ritualistic want you to remember that you are loved. No matter how you love, you are not broken. You are whole without romantic love. You always will be. Today's episode starred Jay Short as Jamie Locke, Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy, Sophia Weaver as January Lauterbach, Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew, and Seth Stone as Booker Chauncey. It was written by Morgan Champagne, sound designed by Seth Stone, and produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne. The ritualistic theme was composed by Sophia Weaver. Happy Valentine's Day, listeners!